This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. After 36 years teaching at Kalamazoo College, you might think Professor Gail Griffin might be ready to retire. But for Griffin, few things in life bring more joy than teaching. She's taught women's literature, 19th century British literature, autobiography, and nonfiction writing, all while writing several books of her own, including several memoirs. More recently, Griffin has taught seminars on white privilege and workshops on writing a memoir. I asked Griffin what it takes to write a memoir, since memory can be so unreliable.
People think it's going to be easy because it's just, it's what you know. It's your own life, for heaven's sakes. Just write it down. But in fact, to make a memoir meaningful takes a great deal more than just writing it down. Memory is a tricky thing. And what memory brings to you after you dive for it, to use the metaphor I used in the first workshop, after you bring it up from the bottom of the ocean and put it all out on the beach, it doesn't bring you a coherent story. You have to put it together somehow and explain to yourself what this means to you. So when I've taught memoir, I've always said to people, it's not the nature of what you remember, it's the way you treat what you remember, the way you frame it, the way you narrate it, the way you present it.
And memoir we think of as something, well, nonfiction, that it should be fact. But as you just said, memory is very tricky.
It is.
I've sat down and talked with my sister about our childhood, and we were in the same house, same parents.
And you never know it, right?
Right. It sounds like we had two entirely different, removed from each other lives. And yet you can't say that it was our truth for each of us.
Right.
How do you deal with memories? Is there a trick to accessing them, for one thing? And then when you bring them up, how do you figure out what's accurate and what's not?
I think that your obligation is to your own truth. But I do think it's really important to check your truth against other people. For instance, if you were going to write something from your childhood, you might want to check it against what your sister remembers and allow her perspective to correct you a little bit, without abandoning your own truth. If you remember a particular uncle as being really mean and she doesn't, you're entitled to present him as really mean. You can even include in the memoir, my sister doesn't remember it this way.
Yeah.
A lot of the best memoirs actually talk about themselves as memoirs, talk about memory and the unreliability of memory and the subjectivity of all of what we're doing. Yeah. So you present it in a way that you offer a little bit of corrective.
And just for the record, I have nice uncles.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that.
One of your tactics that when I read about your workshops was to begin with simple sense memories.
Yeah.
Explain that.
That's fun. I make a list beforehand, and I almost always abandon it on the day and do something different. But a list of words like warm, red, fear, pride, hard, sweet, excited, and read those out and give people a minute, let's say, to just jot down everything that word brings up for them. And most of them are sense memories. Some of them are emotional memories. And those tend to be pretty basic and pretty live. And often people will remember things they didn't know they remembered. They didn't remember that they remembered that.
Yeah.
They'll remember a red jacket they forgot they had or a teacher that they hadn't thought of in years. And then what I did this time in the workshop in June was to ask people to go over that list and select something that was particularly, I call it buzzing with energy, something that seems really promising, and write for about 15 minutes about that and see what comes out.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Gail Griffin. I asked her about the temptation for memoirists to write about themselves as something of a hero, showing only their good side.
You know, I think if you structure the writing assignment the right way, people will not write about the best day in their lives when they were the savior. They will write about the vulnerable days when they were lost or angry or hurt. That's where the real meanings lie. And I've been asked by students, why do we always have to write about what's miserable? And I always say, it's not It's not that you can't write good memoir about happy experience. It's just that the happy experiences don't demand as much of us, and they don't ask to be clarified. And it's the difficult experiences that want writing about, because writing about them is our way to make sense of them for ourselves. A happy day out on the sailboat, I don't think needs much interpretation, although it can be a beautiful part of a memoir.
Yeah.
But the really difficult thing is the day your mother died.
So there's got to be an aspect of writing memoirs that is healing, that is writing as therapy?
Yeah, if you understand the word therapy, I'm imagining that there may be listeners who think therapy is about dumping your emotions on the table, and that doesn't make either good therapy or good writing. If therapy is talking your way through to a new kind of truth, then sure. Yeah, there is a therapeutic aspect.
Although I imagine that when you begin, it might actually be, or at least feel the opposite of that,
Yeah.
You really have to rip things open and maybe go into dark places that you'd rather not go.
Absolutely. I'm doing that now, and half the time I'm convinced that this is not worth writing about because it's so painful, and the other time, half of the time I'm thinking maybe that's why you need to write about it.
Do you find that your readers respond to those places the most?
Oh, much more than anything else. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think most readers have little antenna that go up. If you're holding back, I think people can tell.
They do. If you don't give them anything that really costs you something to give, they know they haven't received anything.
Yeah.
And I was first drawn to memoir because I'm fascinated by other people's lives. I mean, we think we know each other, but we walk around pretty much enclosed in the cases of our own little realities. And memoir kind of crashes through that and allows you into somebody's life, usually at a time when you really get to know someone well, if it's a good memoirist who's being honest about her or his experience.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Gail Griffin. She'll teach a workshop on writing memoirs at Kazoo Books on Saturday, September 12. Visit WMUK.org for more information and to hear our complete interview. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.